Here's Jerry Kill, former Minnesota head football coach, as associate athletic director, administrator for the football program. And it seems to be universally positive as far as the response goes all the way around for this right now. You put up a Twitter poll.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
simple emoji, thumbs up or thumbs down. We don't need words anymore. We just need emojis.
And I would say that in the age of social media, if 92% say yes, then that's pretty much 100% saying yes, because it's impossible to impress everyone and win over everyone. But 92% say that they give the thumbs up to K-State hiring Jerry Kill, which is the correct answer.
It's not even a matter of making everybody happy. It's just getting anybody to agree on anything. I think if you put a poll up that said, is this guy blue, I'm not sure that you'd get 92% saying yes on that either.
Yeah.
So
that
is a pretty good sign that most people think this is a solid move, bringing someone with that kind of football acumen and background just into the program to be around it. Jerry Kill says he's not going to coach anymore, so you can put to bed, at least for right now, any kind of head coach in waiting type of theories or the fact that he would be the next coach. It does not look like that's going to be possible because of his health situation. So he wanted to work around a football program as closely as he could without being a coach. K-State offered that opportunity. Minnesota did not. So it didn't work out for him in Minnesota, and here he is in Manhattan at K-State. Some of the other reaction that I saw today, and I was slightly surprised how much run it got. There was a lot of headlines being made about Jerry Kill coming to K-State. Dennis Dodd, who is CBS Sports national college football writer, he says Jerry Kill to K-State is just wonderful news. I think a lot of people really like this guy and respect him. And our friend Mitch Holtis, who you hear during football season, had a couple of tweets with a lot of exclamation points about Jerry Kill, but he says the hiring of Jerry Kill is huge. Dude is a winner. Third biggest hire since 1989. So this is big here at K-State. Mitch Holtis says Jerry Kill, the third biggest hire since 1989 at K-State. Number one, Bill Snyder. Number two, Bob Huggins. Number three, Jerry Kill. That's some company there. He goes on to say Jerry Kill knows how to win and points out his background at Southern Illinois, Northern Illinois, and then Minnesota. And to that point, I mean, he is a guy that, not Bill Snyder, but in the same vein in terms of turning around programs, because the background for Jerry Kill is going to Southern Illinois, where he took the team from 1-10 to 10-2 in 2 years. Eventually had a 12-win season there. He took Northern Illinois from being in the depths of ESPN's bottom 10 his first year when he inherited the program. Well, he won six games that year. They actually got to a bowl game. And then by year three, he had 10 wins. He goes to Minnesota, inherits a 3-9 team, took him to three straight bowls, back-to-back 8-win seasons, first New Year's Bowl since 1962. So if you're talking turnarounds, that's really what Jerry Kill's been all about.
And, you know, you can see a few similarities between the Minnesota football program and the K-State football program in terms of where they stack up in their respective conferences. I mean, you go into Minnesota and you win eight games in a season, that's not a successful season for the true powerhouses in college football, but that's a darn good season for a school that's in the same conference with the likes of Ohio State and Michigan and Michigan State and Wisconsin that has dominated Minnesota for so many years. You know, there's a lot of good football teams in the Big Ten. It's a very top-heavy conference, and Minnesota was able to inch its way into that upper tier a few times during Jerry Kill's tenure.
And by the way, he was doing all of this well. I mean, I rattled off the list of all the, unfortunately, all the seizures that he had had and the health problems that he had had. You kind of wonder what would have happened had he been fully healthy, you know, at Minnesota.
Yes,
because
yeah.
2010, a seizure, 2011, 2012, 2013, and then, of course, in 2015 when he was forced to resign. So he's battling health issues that whole time, too, and was able to get the program to that point. Now, one of the most interesting reactions that I found to the story actually came from Tom Keegan of the Lawrence Journal World and KUSports.com, and he wrote an entire column. I'll just read you the headline, and you can tell what the reaction is going to be. First of all, great pun here.
Mm-hmm.
Great pun. Maybe low-hanging fruit as far as puns go, but a great pun. Tom Keegan, K-State makes Kill-er hire. So he was completely on board with it. Tom Keegan from the Lawrence Journal World basically says having him serve as a liaison between John Curry and Bill Snyder is a really good thing. He's respected in the state, so that can help with in-state recruiting. And when you go to hire the next head coach, his input can be very helpful. That's really the three prongs, I would say, of the column and making his point. And he basically says this is bad for Kansas. He makes sure to point out that, hey, I thought Kansas could get back into it a little bit, recruiting-wise perhaps in the state, and make some headway when Bill Snyder does retire. Now I feel like that's less likely. That's a lot of the point of the column.
Yeah, and it's an interesting angle to look at this from, an interesting lens to view it from, the KU angle to this. But I think that he's probably right. You know, Jerry Kill and his resources in the state of Kansas. Now, he doesn't have a background, say, like deeply rooted within the city of Wichita or within the Kansas City area or one of those higher population centers where more of the high-profile Kansas recruits come out of. But, you know, K-State, I'm pretty sure that over the course of time they've found some real diamonds in the rough in the small towns in Kansas, including from the likes of Cheney and Clay Center and some of the other places that Jerry Kill has connections. So I think that K-State is going to be in very good hands here.
Well, born in Cheney, he played at Southwestern. He coached at Pitt State and Emporia State. I mean, the guy was around Kansas a lot. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure he's, whether or not it's a connection to a specific city, I know he's got a ton of connections and a ton of respect around the state. So that's news of the day. Jerry Kill on at K-State as associate athletic director and administrator for football, replacing the outgoing Clint Dowdle. You'll hear at 5:30 from Andy Greeter from the St. Paul Pioneer Press to get the Minnesota perspective on things. Why didn't things work out for him to stay on with the athletic department in Minnesota with the Golden Gophers? We'll finish off the hour here with the latest on the Blue Jays and Rangers fight. The suspensions potentially trickling out here. We'll get you the details on that next here on The Game.